And Jesse Crane comes on the pitch. Jesse, 5-2, ERA, 2.38 on for the 42nd time.
There's a swing and a miss. Melky's out on strikes, so he'll grab his bat and head to the dugout with a strikeout. Crane puts him away from the set. The pitch struck him out on a high fastball. Frank Coors gone. Crane with a 1-2-3 inning, struck out two. He got Cabrera leading off the inning. He closes it out by getting a third batter, Frank Coors, on strikes.
Crane is real tough. Jesse Crane can't get enough of Crane. He's got electric stuff. Jesse Crane on the score, talking Sox baseball.
Molly and Annley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Let's get to the Potbelly Score Hotline. Potbelly, the place for good vibes and great sandwiches. And welcome in the man himself. He is Jesse Crane in Kansas City, where the White Sox continue the series against the Royals. Jesse, how are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
You pitched great yesterday. Again, a nice win to open up that series. Do you guys look at this now as just trying to stack series, or is it more about trying to stack wins?
Either way, I mean, as long as we're winning series, that means we're winning more than we're losing. And, you know, that's kind of how we climb back into the thing and get back to 500 and hopefully, climb the top of the division.
And last night they put a graphic up during when you were coming out, Jesse, I think, and you got your 13th hold last night. Thornton also got a credit for a hold, and he's up to 11. And the bullpen's been dominant, just a little over one on an ERA. You had a 12-pitch inning. I flipped over to see the end of the Yankees and Rays game, and Mariano Rivera had a 9-pitch inning. You had a 12-pitch inning, so it's pretty good stuff. I don't know if there's a swagger involved with the bullpen, but there's certainly got to be a confidence there that all you guys know everyone's getting the job done, when no matter who's getting the call to go out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been that way the whole year. Besides, you know, that first month where there's a couple fluke outings, and you know, we've kind of put it together the last couple months. And you know, we work hard. We have a confidence. You have to have confidence going out there. And we've been on a good run so far, and I think we like building off each other. You know, have one guy go out there, and then, you know, the next guy go out there. If there's runners on, you know, keep them from scoring. And, you know, it's worked out pretty good. And we have a good group of guys, and we get along, and we're all out there trying to do the same thing.
Jesse Crane joining us, Molly and Hanley on the score. You know, okay, you open the second half, and in three of the four games, you get more than three runs, and that had been a problem in the first half. In fact, half of the games, you're not getting more than three runs. Do you notice an increase in it? Ozzie talking about guys now getting hits with runners in scoring position. As you sit there and watch it, is that kind of what you guys have been waiting for?
Oh, for sure. I mean, obviously we struggled with that, you know, the whole first half. We get our hits, but then we couldn't get the guys in. So, you know, these first, you know, four games have worked out well. If we can keep getting those runners in and, you know, pitching as well as we have, we'll be in good shape. And, you know, to win the first three out of four games within our division coming out of the break is huge. And hopefully we can win at least one, if not two more, before this off day, and, you know, see where we're at going into Cleveland.